With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The attorney for a Montana County sheriff charged with misdemeanor partner or family member assault says the sheriff will be taking personal leave while his case goes through the court system. The statement issued yesterday by attorney Nathan Hoynes also asked the public to keep an open mind and respect the privacy of Cascade County Sheriff Bob Edwards. The statement was the first message from Edwards since he was cited on June 15th for reportedly pushing his girlfriend into a TV stand. The incident occurred in Helena, where he was attending the Montana Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association's convention. Cascade County officials say Edwards will be paid during his leave. His next hearing is set for July 19th. Bozeman Tech entrepreneur Greg Gianforte is poised to plunge into his duties as Montana's only representative in the U.S. House after naming his key staff. Gianforte is traveling to Washington today, and House Speaker Paul Ryan is scheduled to administer the oath of office to him tomorrow in the House chamber. As a prelude to his swearing in, Gianforte appointed several political veterans to help run his office. Leslie Robinson, who was Gianforte's running mate during his failed bid for governor last year, will serve as the congressman's state director. Charles Robinson will be his chief of staff. Robinson was previously the state director for U.S. Senator Steve Daines. Gianforte also tapped another political veteran, Tom Schultz, as his Montana press secretary. Search and rescue teams are combing the southeast corner of the Bob Marshall Wilderness, looking for a 21-year-old man who has gone missing in the Sun River drainage, the Flathead Beacon reports. Teton County Sheriff Keith Van Setten says the man was part of a guided pack trip in the section of wilderness west of Augusta when he wandered away from the group's campsite yesterday afternoon.
We're very concerned about him. This individual doesn't have a lot of experience in the mountains, and we don't know the reasons why he maybe left camp and didn't return, or if he was unable to return, it's all a concern to us.
The man was last seen around 2 p.m. yesterday, wearing jeans and a t-shirt. He is described as standing 5'8", of medium build with dark hair. Van Setten says officials are withholding the man's name until his family is notified that he is missing. Teton County Search and Rescue, the U.S. Forest Service, and Two Bear Air Rescue are aiding in the search. Whitefish joined a growing number of U.S. cities pledging to uphold the Paris Climate Agreement last night. Nikki Willett reports.
Citing potential threats to human health, ecosystems, and the economy, Whitefish Mayor John Mulfield said the city will make mitigating climate change a priority.
The city of Whitefish will increase its efforts to cut greenhouse gas emissions, create a clean energy environment, and stand for environmental justice.
The announcement comes as the city is drafting a climate action plan that will set goals and recommendations for improving energy efficiency and cutting costs. That plan is expected later this year. Bozeman and Missoula have also joined a list of more than 300 so-called climate mayors who signed on to the Paris Climate Agreement despite President Donald Trump announcing his plan to pull the United States out of the voluntary agreement. Other cities planning to uphold the climate agreement include Boise, Houston, and Pittsburgh. Montana's Democratic Governor Steve Bullock has said climate change is real and called President Trump's decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement, quote, short-sighted and dangerous. Bullock released an energy blueprint for the state last year, but has not joined governors pledging to uphold the Paris Agreement. In Whitefish, I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Nate Hedgie. A group of Montana individuals and organizations is suing to stop a list of rights for crime victims known as Marcy's Law from going into effect in the state on July 1st. Montana voters passed Marcy's Law last November. Alex Raitt is the legal director for ACLU Montana, one of the plaintiffs.
Many of the well-reasoned and sacred provisions in our Montana Constitution were unwittingly amended.
He says the changes would harm the due process rights of people accused of crimes and that law's privacy provisions would extend to corporations and other entities.
We really honestly at this point in time can't see what the impact of those consequences will be.
The lawsuit filed today asked the Montana Supreme Court to rule Marcy's Law unconstitutional. Plaintiffs include a prosecutor, defense attorneys, and the Montana Association of Counties. A lobbyist for Marcy's Law says the plaintiffs are trying to deprive victims of the rights that voters approved by a 2-to-1 margin. Backers of Marcy's Law are pushing to expand it to other states since it was first passed in California in 2008. It's been approved in Montana, Illinois, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Union and company officials say 760 workers of the Stillwater Mining Company will receive a pay raise in a deal with Stillwater's new owners. The workers in Nye and Columbus will get a 5% wage hike over the next 2 years. United Steelworkers Local 11-1 President Scott McGinnis says the union got what it could and believes it's a fair settlement. He says it was overwhelmingly approved by the union miners, and negotiations will now begin for workers at another mine in East Boulder. The raise comes as precious metals prices improve, and more than a month after South Africa-based Sibanye Gold Limited completed its $2.2 billion purchase of Stillwater. Stillwater is the only U.S. producer of platinum and palladium, which is used in Cadillac converters and in jewelry. Montana authorities say a 44-year-old woman drowned after falling into an irrigation canal. Cascade County Sheriff's Captain Scott Van Dyken says in a statement today that a passerby spotted Melissa Lasovsky caught in turbulent water below a gate in a canal on Monday. Van Dyken says the man jumped in and pulled Lasovsky to the edge of the canal, and others helped to pull her out. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Van Dyken says the initial investigation found that Lasovsky accidentally fell into the canal. He says it's not known why she got out of her car there, and the investigation is continuing. Idaho is starting what officials say is the state's first ever audit of natural gas and oil wells on state lands to make sure the state is getting a fair cut of royalty payments. Idaho Department of Lands officials told Idaho Land Board members today that the audit on three wells on state endowment lands will cost less than $100,000 and that results will be available this fall. The audit follows sweeping changes to Idaho natural gas and oil laws at this year's legislative session amid complaints private mineral rights owners aren't receiving their fair share of royalty payments from Houston, Texas-based oil company Alta Mesa. Alta Mesa spokesperson John Foster says the company is looking forward to working with the state on the audit. I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.